Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Montana Prime Meats. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, a mobile repair tech works on rancher Lamont Herman's tractors right in the field. I've arrived at Lamont's ranch at the same time as the repair technician, here to see to a couple of tractors, not all the way broken, but not quite right. The tech is Ben Regeer, who owns and operates a mobile field repair service. If your equipment is broken, he'll come to you, even way out here. Actually, especially way out here.
We're 100 and some miles to Billings, 70 miles to Sheridan.
It's hard to express just how valuable someone like Ben is here in Bighorn County. Back in the day, farmers might have attempted to repair equipment with a wrench or some baling wire, but today's machinery relies heavily on the latest technology. Farmers and ranchers often don't know how to perform high-tech repairs, and as is the case for Lamont, the nearest dealer may be hundreds of miles away. Ben's right here, relatively speaking.
Probably, the way the bird flies, he's probably 10 miles. On the road here, he's probably 20 miles. And so for him to take the shortcut over, it's just super easy. He can do any repairs that needs to be done to this tractor, like in this shop or his shop.
Lamont's hired man, Dustin, explains to Ben the particulars of the engine that's idling too high. Ben's up in the driver's seat, laptop perched on his knees.
Oh, that'll work. Are you done feeding or you got to feed tomorrow?
I'm right in the middle.
Yeah, okay. We just shut her down just to let you have your time and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to have the tractor here just right when you got here.
Okay, That'll work. Well, we'll start on that one then, figure that one out.
The faster Ben can work out and fix the issue, the sooner Dustin will be back out feeding cattle.
Both of these tractors are still operable. I can come out here. It'll take me an hour to figure out what's going on with it. We'll get a parts list coming, and then it can go back to work. It'll feed, and while we wait on parts, it's still going to be making the money and still feeding the cows and getting stuff done. And then I'll call Lamont ahead of time. We'll schedule a time when that thing can be down for another hour or hour and a half, whatever it's going to take, and I'll repair it then, and it'll go back to work. It never has to leave the place. We never take it out of profitability.
Taking the equipment to town means taking it and Lamont out of commission for who knows how long.
Then you're stuck in town, too.
And then you could be stuck in town for a day, and then you got to go back and get it, or you got to have their service come and get it and get it back to you at a... I think it's a lot easier this way.
Let's see what they're talking about, shall we?
Yep, go ahead and, yeah.
What do you need from me?
Nothing. I'm just going to get my tools out here.
You mean I can stand here and drink coffee?
You can stand there and do whatever you want.
Do you have some for us?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Oh. I got a thermos in that tractor right now, and I got my feed bucket with me today, too. So, chili on flour tortillas.
Ben started his business just over a year ago. A Federal Trade Commission lawsuit last year worked in his favor, loosening dealers' ability to block farmers and independent contractors like him from repairing their own increasingly computerized tractors.
So we'll run from about Hysham, Montana, clear down to about Buffalo, Wyoming, is about how far that's how far we have gone, and that's how far our consistent customers are. The biggest thing is now is these tractors have become so electronic, just like normal vehicles that run around. Almost everything on these machines and equipment now, at least the newer ones, are computer controlled, and you need a computer to diagnose them and fix them. So we've obtained the software to get in here and do what we need to do on these tractors.
For Lamont, already juggling the ranch, trips to the slaughterhouse, and the Montana Prime Meats Billings shopfront, it's indispensable.
I think it makes for a better repair for him because he can discuss. I mean, he'll do the repairs, he'll have questions.
Next week, it's free dog bone giveaway at Montana Prime Meats.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.